Marketing and Media Insights from the Boardroom to the Billboard with Dina Diamond.
Dina Diamond, how are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. All the better for seeing you.
And you, so early in the morning, Kathy. How's it going? So, are you okay with this morning now?
I'm loving mornings because I'm a morning person.
Indeed, so, and it's summer, so the birds are singing,
it's beautiful.
Sun is shining.
It's the best time of the whole day. And you just feel like you've accomplished so much by 9 o'clock.
Well, for some.
Dina, can we please talk about this Black Friday story?
We definitely can. So when we talk about Black Friday, we say, well, what is Black Friday?
Yes.
So we know it's the biggest, it's the first shopping day after Thanksgiving. It's the start of the Christmas shopping season. And was started in the term was first coined in 1961 in Philadelphia, when there was just mass amounts of people doing their shopping.
I thought that Black Friday was the day that, or was that Black Thursday?
Oh, the stock market crash.
Yeah.
So yes,
wasn't that Black Friday?
You know, like it's sort of like the Talmud, and everyone has their opinion. And where it came
70
about.
70 different opinions on
exactly.
One issue.
Exactly. Okay. So yes, so one of them is the 1929 stock market crash. That is also one, and also again now when in terms of shopping, being with the retailers, they go from being in the red to going into the black because they used to physically write in red pen when they were in a negative state. So they go back into being into the profits. So, yes, so now that we've established where Black Friday comes from, was there a frenzy? I have to agree with you. The shops were dead. There was no one running around. You also thought, oh my God, you're going to walk into a shop and there's going to be a million people scrounging for things and pulling things. And because that was the case last year and it has been the case the last few years.
Yeah.
And it looks like people have gone e-tailing. They look like they've gone online and we can see it from all the sites because the sites actually, even though they did bulk up, they all did crash. So it looks like people have decided that they don't want to fight the crowds and why should they when they can get exactly the same deals and potentially even better deals from their living room.
So I was thinking about this and while I was waiting for 1.5 hours for the shops in Rosebank to open, I sat down at this restaurant and I had a cup of coffee and I was speaking to the waiter, a guy by the name of Joseph. What a lovely person. And I said to him, what's your opinion on Black Friday?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we live in a country where many people struggle to feed their families. In fact, the majority of people struggle to feed families. Is this not putting additional pressure on consumerism and just more and more and more and more? And now you've got to have what that one's got. Mm-hmm. Where does it end, Dina?
So absolutely, it definitely has that effect on consumerism. But unfortunately, we live in a society, even people who don't earn a lot of money, even people in the lower income brackets, if you look, their kids are demanding brand name clothing. They're looking for Nikes, they're looking for Adidas. And I mean, you see literally like beggars on the street in brand
names. There's something
wrong
with this picture. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
That our decisions of how and where we spend our money is being driven by marketers.
Yeah.
That are even having an impact on what is important to our children, more so than what you and I can tell our children. There is something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, well, and it gets to the sort of the keeping up with the Joneses. So that is really a philosophy. And also, again, it's completely psychological, but it is how all the, and when you say right, marketers indeed, but it comes from the retailers because who's selling it? So the marketers are acting on behalf of the retailers who need to sell their product. And how do you drive those sales? And you drive it through the fact that you want people to want your product. You want to be wanted. You've got that brand loyalty. You've got that brand awareness, and when a day like this comes along, I mean, actually, it's got its positives and its negatives. So it's not completely trashing Black Friday.
No, listen, the economy is important.
Absolutely, but we've seen a lot of people are under pressure this year. Retailers are under pressure. The markets have been really bad. Economy is really bad. So I think everyone's suffering. And when we look at obviously the average consumer, everything they're buying now is costing more. The petrol price has gone up, which, and that has a sort of a lead-on effect with every single item of anything in any store. So, I mean, even now just taking the fact that we now don't have to pay tax on bread is massive, because those people who are affected by it.
But we've never paid VAT on bread.
But there were other types of bread now. When they were looking at the different VAT, they were, and the basket of goods, there were a whole bunch of items that were zero rated, that weren't zero rated before. So a lot of that does have a huge impact on the consumer. And if we look at the fact that people, that every single, when you did go into the store, and I did go in yesterday and I did go in on Friday myself, and again, was pleasantly surprised to find that there was not a mob, but Sandton City was a lot busier than it normally is. But not only did every store jump on the bandwagon in terms of Black Friday, but they literally used it as an opportunity to clear out their stock. So there were items, I mean, from H&M to Zara to every single store that people often find prohibitive in terms of pricing, I would say, in terms of, especially in the lower income bracket. Everything, there were racks that people, everything was going for 100 Rand. There were things that were going for 50% off. There were things that were going for 70% off. So it was actually a great opportunity for consumers who do need to buy gifts. And people, no matter what, if you have to buy Christmas gifts, they're going to have to buy Christmas gifts.
A bargain's not a bargain unless you need it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, going into the Christmas season, when people have to buy gifts for their family, for their friends, for their loved ones, and it's expected that they're going to buy it, and it does land up bankrupting them, when you've got an opportunity and you can save money on stuff you are going to buy anyway, then that is a gift.
What did you buy, Dina Diamond?
So, when it comes to items like this, I actually, and there's a methodology in Black Friday. So number one, you have to know what you want. You have to make a list. And this is the only way almost actually to keep your sanity.
Right.
You have to make a list of what you want, what you actually need, or, you know, not want to need, sometimes blur the lines. And you've got to do some research in terms of pricing. So you've got to know what the actual price is. So when you see something that says, like it was 3,000 Rand and it's now 1,080 Rand, you've got to know if that's real. So you've got
to actually know the value.
Yeah, you've actually got to know the value, so you know if you're getting a good deal or not. And you have to hunt around and you have to find the best price. So what I always buy is sunglasses, because sunglasses are 50% off. And 50% off on sunglasses is a lot of money.
Gosh, that's interesting.
Oh, so I bought sunglasses, but I went in-store actually. Yes. And again, not on purpose. I was going into the store.
No, well, you want to go and try them on.
Yeah. So
I mean, you want to see what they look like, unless they, you know, your classic Wayfarers or something like that.
Exactly. And then also I bought a speaker because I was looking for a portable speaker.
Oh, so it's actually stuff that you needed.
Yes.
It wasn't like this whole frenzy and...
Yeah, exactly. Although, and then my daughter needed a watch. So there was a list. There was a list of things that I needed to get, and I went looking for them, and they were all half price or massively discounted. So that, therefore, there was absolute value.
So are you buying anything today, being Cyber Monday?
So I do want to look at a home camera system. So I am. So when you say, am I falling for it? Absolutely. But why not when you can save money? I mean, there is absolutely a point. But I have to tell you that I saw a post yesterday on Facebook and I thought it was fantastic because it's just so true. And you know what it says?
What?
It says, silly girls, Black Friday is for amateurs. Real women shop all the time.
There you go. Roland actually weighing in. He says, I saved the most on Black Friday because I did not spend one single cent outside of what I spend on a daily basis. That's true.
But you know, even Pick and Pay, even ShopRite, they all had specials on things like, I mean, when I was actually in, there's a new building called The Mark in Sandton, and people were rushing in to buy the toilet paper because it was so highly discounted, and then it was gone. So, there.
Okay, look, you know, toilet paper is one of life's
necessities. Absolutely. Like, but if you can get stuff cheaper, why would you not?
That would be the one thing that I take. Sorry. I'm not taking any Lord of the Rings books or deodorant mascara. Toilet paper would be it.
I'll come to your island.
All right. Dean, thank you so much. We're going to wrap it up.
Perfect.
So, right, yes. You'll be back next Monday.
Yes. Bottom line, if they're discounts and they're bargains and it's stuff you need, don't stop shopping. Just keep going.
There you go. That's Dina Diamond and talking about Black Friday. Did you get some good deals? Share them with me. 34519 or 061-895-1019.